Hello, my name is John Harden.
And my name is Jonathan Chung.
Jonathan Chung is Asian.
And John Harden is German.
And British. He forgot that. Our show is about politics and how politicians use the internet in their campaigns to get their messages across, mostly to the youth, because the youth uses the internet more than anyone else. In the United States right now, the primaries are going on, and the major political parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, are choosing who they're going to use to represent themselves in the presidential elections for 2008. On the Democratic side, the major biggies are Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And on the Republican side, we have John McCain. But all these politicians have their own personal websites, but Barack Obama uses the internet more than any of the other candidates, as he has both a MySpace and a YouTube account. Also, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel has been using the internet for quite some time to get her message across to the youth. She has a podcast, which she established upon becoming Chancellor of Germany, and it's very unusual that she's using the internet, you know, as much as she is with the youth, because she's a conservative Republican. Not a Republican. Wait, take that back. No. Wait, we're bullshitting. We're allowed to do this. This is all part of the podcast. We don't edit anything. Okay, there's a video about a puppy getting thrown off a cliff. See, that this is just a pure example of how the internet is used today politically. There is a video of a puppy getting thrown off a cliff by a Marine. Anyway, back to Angela Merkel. Seeing as she's a conservative, and conservatives normally don't care about children as much as modern-day liberals do. Example, Barack Obama. Yeah, it's different, you know. The internet's changing people, it's changing politics, it's changing the world. I know that the mayor of Berlin, the minister of Berlin, Klaus Wowereit, has a website. The Royal House of England has a website. I mean, just about every political person in the world has a website. You can't get elected for anything these days if you don't have a website, at least. And it's a pure example of how politics are different. I mean, back in the 1912s, you know, the 1920s, you know, Woodrow Wilson wasn't run for president with the internet. They haven't even invented the internet yet. They haven't invented computers yet. And they went on radios, etc., stuff like that. Internet's definitely one of the biggest uses in political campaigns, and politics must really love this, because not only is it cheaper to uphold, it's definitely a lot easier than talking on the radio for most people, because most people are tech savvy these days. See, we live in the 21st century. People like the internet. Not even the youth uses the internet that as much as everyone else. I mean, other age groups are using the youth as well. I mean, older people are using the internet more. I could go on and on about this. And that John says they look at porn. I mean, they do. I mean, that's considerable. But as they're looking at porn, the advertisement on the side of the screen might say, John McCain for president now. The pop-ups on the side of the screen. And this is a clear example. I'm not sure political people normally want their advertisements on porno websites, but I'm sure that there are some out there that do that. I can't find a pure example because I'm not allowed on those websites legally in America at the age of 18. Yeah. Before, I was talking about how people use the internet to get their ideas about politics out, and that's very evident all over YouTube. There's thousands of people that record videos of themselves ranting on and on about what a politician said or what a politician did, and I mean, that's great for democracy, because everyone should be able to speak their voice and anyone can see that, but democracy isn't that great now, is it? Yes, it's beautiful. I'm joking. Everyone loves liberty and democracy and freedom and all those beautiful things. And we're at the end of the show now. We're at the end of the time period. Our time is up and we have to go. And you're never going to hear any of this again because I'm not recording another podcast, nor is Jonathan Chung. So have a nice day. Really, have a beautiful, beautiful politics using the internet day.